Come into a comfortable position, maybe seated in a chair, maybe lying on your back. And arrange yourself so that you can be comfortable for the length of the meditation, maybe about 10, 12 minutes. If you're lying, maybe place a bolster under your knees and a pillow under your head. Make any adjustments that you need to, so that you can become very still. And once you become still, take a deep inhale and exhale with a sigh. And as you exhale, just release tension, settling in a little deeper. One more time, and inhale, exhaling with a sigh. Beginning at the top of your head, begin to relax. Release tension in the forehead and around the eyes. The muscles in the face soften and the jaw relaxes. Relax any tension in your upper back and shoulders. Let your arms release. Hands, palms soft. Soften your belly so that it expands and contracts with your breath. Feel your legs relax and get heavy. One more time. Starting at the top of your head, release any tension, flowing down through the head, the shoulders, the belly, the hips, the legs, the feet. Let the body become very, very relaxed. And allow the breath to pick up its own natural cadence. For a moment, just let your mind rest on that breath. Begin to imagine yourself on a road and you're driving a car. And there's other cars around you, and as you all drive, you're negotiating, navigating, picking up speed when you need to pass, slowing down as you move behind another. It's a really busy road, not always particularly scenic. There's a lot of activity, a lot of movement. And as you drive, you look off to your right and you see a house. And this is a house that you really like. Envision something that you like, whether it's a large house, sturdy, made out of brick. Perhaps it's a small cottage. Just imagine a house that you feel drawn to. And as you look at it, you see that it's landscaped beautifully. Maybe green and lush. And you're compelled to go to that house, and lucky for you, there's an exit right here. As you direct your car into the exit, you pick up a road and you find your way right to the drive of that house. pull in. And you park your car. Envision yourself getting out of your car and beginning to walk up to the front door of that house. Notice details, colors, textures, maybe even sounds. Make your way up the stairs, and as you come to the front door, your hand rests on the doorknob, and as you turn it, you know instinctively that you're welcome to enter the house, which you do. You find yourself in a foyer, and right in front of you is a staircase. And you begin to climb the stairs and notice details about that. Are they carpeted? Are they wood? Is there a handrail? How does that feel if there is, as you rest your hands on it? What color is the wall that's lining the stairwell? Are there pictures on the wall? As you slowly climb the stairs, notice these things. If there's pictures, what are the pictures of? You make your way up the staircase to the second floor. And as you rise to the top of the second floor and find yourself on that second floor landing, you turn, and regardless of the size of the house you envisioned, you see a long hallway. And on either side of the long hallway are doors. And you feel curious to explore what's behind these doors. And so you look to the first door that's on your right and you approach it. And this door looks welcoming. It's painted a nice, fresh, bright color. The doorknob is new and shiny. You rest your hand on it. It easily turns and the door opens. And you walk in the room. And there you see in the room your absolutely perfect day. Now, maybe there's walls, maybe there isn't. You've walked into a new scene. And while the details of each moment of that day aren't so important, you notice the feelings, what you're doing, how you're feeling. Are you indoors, outdoors, alone with people? What's the temperature? Envision the space around you. This might not be your only perfect day, but it is a day that makes you feel content, perhaps joyful. Notice the things that make you feel good, for being productive or relaxing, interacting or enjoying solitude. And then you think, well, this was pretty good. I'd like to see what's behind another door. And so you make your way out of this room into the hallway where you close the door and across the hallway to another door. And this one too is brightly painted, looks fresh and new. You place your hand on the doorknob, it turns easily, and you easily enter this room. And inside this room are people. People that are important to you. They may not all be alive in your current life. This is a room where they can come back. Maybe your friends, family. It might even be people that challenge you a little bit, but that you know instinctively you're learning a lot from. And here they all are in this room, happy to see you. And even if they don't know one another in your outside life, they are talking, enjoying one another's company. And you navigate this room, greeting them, hugs, handshakes, whatever. Just you and they, letting each other know how important you are to one another. And you feel warm and accepted. Notice the people that come up just flow easily as you navigate this room. Try not to control the people that you see. You may be surprised by the faces that pop up. And then you think, well, that was interesting. I'd like to see what's behind another door. So you exit this room, closing the door, crossing the hall. There's another nice, bright door. Place your hand on the doorknob, turn and walk in, and there you are. And you're engaged in something, and that's up to you, but whatever it is, it brings you into a sense of flow. You being in your flow, feeling confident, involved. Perhaps it's playing an instrument, writing, working on a piece of art, or in a sport, outdoors, but just in a state where time slipped away and you are in your element. Your mind, your body, the space around you, all are in perfect harmony. You don't feel as though you're navigating or pushing against anything or removing barriers or creating them. You're just in a state of flow. And you think to yourself, yeah, I enjoy that place. This is interesting. I'd like to see what's behind another door. And so you leave this room, closing the door, across the hall, and here's a door, but this door looks different. Now this door looks as though it hasn't been open for a while. In the corners, there's cobwebs. Any paint that's on this door is peeling. The doorknob looks tarnished. It's a little wobbly as you put your hand on it and you try to turn it. Maybe it doesn't turn as smoothly as the rest. And when you push on the door, it sticks a little bit. The humidity has caused it to get sticky and nobody's opened it for a while, so you have to give it a good push. But then you do open the door and you walk in. And here's that room that has not been entered and interacted with in a while. And as you begin to walk around, perhaps you see, and I don't know what you see, but maybe there are shelves with objects on it, or boxes or trunks that you can open and explore. Whatever is in that room for you, it's dusty. It looks a little neglected. This room makes you feel a little uncomfortable. There are things here that require attention that haven't gotten them either because it's unpleasant or just seems to be unimportant. This room is filled with the things that we often tuck deep, deep inside. As you navigate it, notice. Be interactive. Maybe pick something up. Examine it. Look at it. Be curious. As you walk around this room, notice what sort of feeling, what sort of reaction you have to it. Are you getting the urge that you'd like to just leave and close the door? Perhaps you have an interest in exploring more. Perhaps as you navigate these things, you start to think maybe it would be nice to come back with a feather duster, a couple cleaning rags, and a bucket of water, and maybe begin to clean up and reorganize this room. Maybe there's some things that don't need to be stored anymore, some things that can be polished off. Once you enter the room, you have a choice. It's not mandatory to do anything. So make your decision. Perhaps it's as simple as thinking, well, I can always come back and revisit this room later. And as you get ready to leave the room, you might decide to leave the door open. You may decide to close it. Either way, you know that this house is there. It's accessible. You can always come back and visit any of the rooms, or perhaps even work your way further down the hall, exploring some more. And you re-enter the second floor hallway and begin to make your way back down the staircase. Back down to the first floor. Out through the front door. And begin to make your way back to your car. Envision yourself getting into your car. And you turn it on and begin to drive back down the driveway, back onto the road, and head back to where you'll find an entrance ramp waiting for you. to get back on to that busier street of your life. And you know that that house is always there, easily found whenever you feel the urge to revisit it. Find yourself once again navigating traffic. Maybe this time a little more thoughtfully, a little more calmly. Feel free to rest here for as long as you like. If you feel like coming back to that house, it's always there.